Hello and welcome to another episode of the Student Radio Association show on In Radio. And today we'll be getting super excited about the upcoming National Student Radio Conference, which this year is taking place at Cardiff University on March the 30th. My name's Johnny Chambers, the design officer for the Student Radio Association, and over the next hour or so, we'll be looking at the lineup for this year, whilst playing you some of the amazing stuff that we captured from last year's conference. We're really proud of this year's lineup, by the way. Not that we like to brag or anything, but we have been sharing it quite a lot on social media over the last few weeks, because basically we've got loads of radio stations that are coming to represent at conference, from the likes of BBC Radio 1 to LBC and the new Radio X as well. We've also got loads of industry experts coming up to chat to the future of the industry, which is our members, and provide the best advice for progressing their careers in our wonderful industry. We'll talk to all of those people and get some more stuff on the SRA concessions after this clip from Lissy Day on the groups who attended last year's conference.
I am Darren from Audio Boom, a spoken word platform for radio stations to share out their content. Today we've got a stall here because we thought it would be really good to engage more student radio stations, because we have been proved to improve plays towards student radio content. So we have Twitter embedding options, Google Plus embedding options, Facebook embedding options, and we do have Twitter cards that enable users to listen whilst they're still on the social media platform.
My name is Charlotte Smith and I work at PPL, Music Licensing Company. I work in the radio department, so we're here today at the Student Radio Conference to talk to the students that are involved in their radio services at the university and kind of give them a bit more information about why they need a license and what happens with that license fee that we collect. At PPL, we're licensing a huge variety of radio stations, including the student area. We have a specific license directly for student radio stations, and I know a lot of stations are also online, so we have their kind of online station licensing that they need too. It's really important that PPL have direct contact with students that are involved in their radio stations. We're really happy to be part of the Student Radio Conference on an annual basis. We do come year after year, and it's a really great opportunity to talk to the students themselves who are involved in the radio, not just about how they need to be licensed, but also more about what PPL does as a licensing company.
I'm Tom Williams from Communicorp UK. So we're just here today talking to students and people involved in student radio about how Communicorp can help them, how Communicorp can potentially look at working with them a little bit and trying to support student radio a little bit, because it's such a great pool of talent. So we operate three brand licenses, that would be Smooth, Capital and Heart, and then we own Real Access as well. We're the fourth largest and the newest commercial radio group in the UK, so we've got sites across the country. Well, we've just launched something actually called Communicorp UK and the Next Generation, which is it's a really cool scheme actually. It's trying to get, as I say, people involved in what we do and trying to give students and people involved in student radio a nice broad kind of spectrum of what commercial radio is and how it works, giving them insight, and they could be doing a variety of things, whether that be sitting on a breakfast show or being involved in production meetings or shadowing the marketing execs, spending some time with a station director or program controller. So it's a really great way that we're trying to support student radio and get them, as I say, an insight and a broad, more broad perspective of what radio is.
Thanks, Lissy. That was her capturing last year's various companies who had a presence at SRAcon. This year, we've got loads of great sessions if you're looking to be a presenter or a producer, by the way. For those that are interested in breakfast radio, we've got Pippa and Dave, who you might recognise from the Radio X Breakfast Show with Chris Moyles. At the other end of the spectrum, we're going to be talking about late night radio with LBC's Ian Collins, if speech radio is more your thing. And of course, SRAcon is a fantastic place to speak to some of your heroes as well about how they do their job and how much they love being a radio presenter, producer, programmer, whatever. And we did just that with Mr. Greg James from BBC Radio 1, who was appearing at last year's event.
Hi, Greg James.
Hello.
You've just been speaking at the Student Radio Conference 2015. You graduated from, is it Livewire?
Yeah, I was at the University of East Anglia and I did three very happy years on Livewire and I loved it. And it was pretty much at student radio that I realised I wanted to do it as a proper job. I realised that I could do it as a proper job as well.
Do you think that you learned stuff at Livewire that helped job and your job now?
The basics, absolutely. And the basics, they never change. So if you have the basics, you can build from it. And hopefully I've got better since I was 18. But the basics are still there, and you learn all the little tricks about not talking at the end of songs and how the desk works, and, you know, using setting up the equipment, actually, because I quite like doing all the technical stuff, which never, you know, you can't talk, about it because it's boring, but I like editing things, and I always used to edit jingles and beds for my show and stuff. So you learn all of that stuff, but you can find out what you're best at. So I was the station manager for a bit. I was terrible at it. I was a terrible boss. I was a producer for a bit. I hated it because I wanted to be in the limelight. I read the news for a bit. I did some sports reporting. I was on the music team. You can just try everything out. So that's where you work out what you're best at, I think.
So that's what you've done. Where would you like to be in the future, say 5-10 years time? Obviously you're winning at Radio 1 right now, but if you could see your career going anywhere, where would you like to be?
It's an interesting question, because I actually don't know at the moment, and that's sort of exciting. No, it is exciting, because I didn't think it would go this well, this far, this quickly, I suppose. It has been quite quick. I've only been on Radio 1 for 8 years, and it feels like I've been there forever, in a good way. So I don't know, really. Things just seem to pop up nicely, and they just come naturally. And if you keep your head down and just work at stuff, things tend to happen. And so I've learnt to stop worrying about what's happening next so much. Because when I started, I was like, oh, how do I get onto the other show? How do I? Oh my God, why did he get that show and I didn't? Oh my God! But now I'm completely not fussed about all that stuff, and I'm just focused on doing my stuff well. So I don't know, really. I want to do a bit more TV, maybe, but I don't know what shows I would do. There's nothing on TV, really, that I mean, I love things like Saturday Night Takeaway. I'd love one day to host a big show like that, which was live and silly. I think live TV is the only thing I'd want to do, because doing pre-recorded telly is so dull compared to what I do every day on the radio. It's annoying, because you're there and you've got all this huge production team. It sounds stupid to moan about it, but because I've got this amazing freedom at Radio 1, I go and do a studio BBC 3 show and I'm like, well, it's kind of fun, but I can't really do exactly what I want, so it's not, and not as many people watch it or listen to it. So it's difficult, I think. I'm just very lucky to be on Radio 1, and I'm quite happy being there, I think.
Now, you just spoke a lot in your talk about online content, YouTube, and how we are, everybody talks about multi-platform. Do you, as a presenter, think that's important to be focusing your skills on multimedia, or do you think leave that to the producers?
No, it should come from me. It should come from the presenter. Ideally, it should come from a great team. So my production team are brilliant. I've got an assistant producer and a producer, and we all work through the ideas together. You can't really sit and come up with stuff on your own very easily. It's quite hard. No one really sits down and, you know, even if you're writing a book, the basics come out of your head, but you need an editor. You need to run it past someone. You need to go, is this any good? Is this chapter long? Whatever. So I think the best stuff comes out of a collaboration. So you have to, if you have a little seedling of an idea, and I can go to my producer, right, we need to do that Sia video. How can we do the Sia thing? But we need to make it different. We need to do the dirt. We need to find an angle for it. Then just work through it together. But it needs to come from the presenter, definitely. When a producer starts going, hey, what do you think about this? That's when it becomes, you can't sell it well enough. You can't, if you don't believe in it, you can't do it.
And finally, your top tip for anybody who'd like to become a presenter, who'd like to steal your slot from you in the future?
Good luck. I would say that, well, it's the cliches are peddled out all the time, because they are so true. But for me, it was, don't worry about what everyone else is doing, because that's them. So you've got to focus on what you want to do and what you're up to. There's no point looking over the garden fence, as they say. Oh, look at his bird bath. It's nicer than my bird bath. Well, just focus on your own bird bath, all right? And make sure it's full of water, and make sure it's clean, because those birds aren't going to have that water if it's not clean. So, to extend the metaphor too much, make sure you've got your own bird bath, and it's really nice.
Greg James there at the 2015 Student Radio Conference in Exeter. My name's Johnny Chambers. This is the Student Radio Show on In Radio. Greg James will be appearing at SRACon 2016 alongside Radio 1 Breakfast presenter Nick Grimshaw and Big Boss Rhys Hughes, and together they'll be talking about the future of radio, which of course Radio 1 have been at the forefront of for the last few years, particularly with YouTube and visualisation and stuff like that. So we'll be very excited to hear what they've got to say about where our industry is heading. So you might think that one is worth the admission price alone, but stop right there, because we've got a few other big name keynote sessions to tell you about. We're going to have funny man Rod Gilbert. He's going to be leading a session on writing comedy for radio. He's obviously at Radio Wales at the moment. Loads of funny people on that panel, so expect a lot of lolling. It'd be a bit awkward if there wasn't any laughs in that, because there's quite a lot of funny people on that panel. We've also got Radio 1's Alice Levine, Aled Hayden-Jones as well, speaking about that producer and presenter dynamic, which of course, if you're wanting to work in a live radio studio, it's really something that you need to nail down. And if specialist music is your thing, Hugh Stevens and Radio 1 and 1 Extra music producer Austin DeBoer will be joining us. They're going to be speaking about all things specialist at Radio 1. So if you like shopping in record stores and listening to bands before anyone else has even heard of them, that's definitely going to be the session for you. And who better to hear advice from than from Austin and from Hugh, some supremos of specialist music at Radio 1. We're also going to be chatting with Adam Oitman as well. He's currently at Radio 1. He's going to be doing a session at this year's conference. He was there last year, and this is what he got up to.
My name is Adam Utzman, and I'm the editor of Specialist at Radio 1 and 1 Extra.
First thing I'd like you to tell me is, what do we mean by specialist?
I think that it's quite a broad term, actually. It depends on where you are and what station you're working for. Specialist, I guess, is anything that's not the norm, it's not the mainstream. So on a station like Radio 1, where during the day we play mainstream music, popular music, chart music, we then specialise. We go deeper. We go to Annie Mack's show, which is our gateway specialist show. It plays a wide variety of new cutting-edge music, and that's the gateway to our wider specialist world, where we go even deeper. But as I said, it depends on what your radio station is in the first place. So a station like Six Music, by its definition, it's alternative in its spirit. That's what it does during the day. So a specialist show on a station like that is one that focuses on a very specific area. Specialist stations such as XFM, that again are specialists by design, have specialist shows that go that little bit deeper. John Kennedy, Eddie Temple Morris's remix.
You were talking in the talk about accessibility. I was wondering if you could give us examples of programmes that, you know, cover a really specialist genre of music but make it accessible for new listeners.
That's, I think, a really important trait in a specialist presenter, actually, is to be able to take something and deliver it with the authority and the credibility that it needs, but in a relatively accessible way that doesn't make it intimidating. We have a lot of very deep shows at the BBC, Late at Night, B Traits, Benji B, Toddler T, playing some, in places, quite challenging music, but very exciting music. These are people that are very good at not being too serious with it and bringing you along with them and not being intimidating. B Traits is a good example. B Traits does very underground, left field specialist dance show on Radio 1 on Friday into Saturday, but she has fun with it.
One of the, I found, most interesting parts of the conversation was about how now you've got Spotify and YouTube, there's just so much music out there, and whether or not that makes the specialist presenter redundant.
You could initially worry that, actually, that we have access to every single track that you can think of is available on the internet. In theory, the role of the specialist presenter, the role of the music presenter, is redundant because we've got Spotify to tell us what to listen to. I would argue that it's far more important now than ever because of the amount of music that there is to consume. Only some of it is amazing, and it's very hard to wade through the hundreds of thousands of tracks that there are available online. So you still need someone to tell you what's good. You need trusted guides, curators, someone that you respect.
Now for some advice for students who are looking forward to being maybe specialist presenters and putting together demos. What things, particularly for specialist demos, would distinguish them from just a general demo?
I think all the same rules that everyone else will tell you apply in a specialist demo. You've got to put all your best stuff at the very beginning. All the same rules apply. However, when it comes to specialists, you absolutely need to demonstrate from the word go that you are an expert in your field, that you know the music that you're playing in your demo inside out, that you are the authoritative voice of grime or hip-hop or rock. I think outside of radio shows, a profile is important when it comes to specialists. To be able to be that authentic curator of specialist music, you need to be out there in other places playing the right clubs, and that may just be in your local scene, writing blogs, having the right sort of social media presence, someone that has a sort of established profile outside of radio that helps further reinforce your credibility as a specialist music presenter.
Radio 1's Adam Oitman there speaking about it, making specialist music radio, and he'll be back at this year's conference chatting about radio and residencies as well, which is going to be very, very interesting, particularly if you like your specialist music. Some tips there on maybe how to get your foot in the door at Radio 1 as well. So as well as the keynote sessions at conference, we also break down your day into breakout sessions, which are hour blocks. We've got four different sessions that run in each hour block, and there's usually something for everyone in there. So we split them into things like presenting and producing, managing your station, technical interactive, and specialist programming. And there's various sessions from the likes of Bauer, for example, who are coming up and doing like a presenting 101 with a few of their new talent as well, which is going to be a really good one. We've also got one from Luke Frank, so you might have seen on X Factor, and he's done a lot of stuff on YouTube, so he'll be doing stuff on talking to young people, which will be really interesting for presenters that want to engage with a student audience. And we've also got some for the techies out there, and some really good web stuff as well from the likes of Air. They're going to be doing one on like listicles and creating good viral content and things like that, because everyone loves a good listicle and something that they can share on Facebook and Twitter. So if you want to do that properly, that is going to be the session for you. The full lineup, by the way, is on our website, studentradio.org.uk. Okay. So as well as the sessions at conference, we also have our legendary evening events where things get a little bit messy towards curfew at 2 o'clock in the morning. One of those is Demo Factor, perhaps the most fearsome night in any student radio presenter's career, I think. It's kind of a mix, I would say, of inspiring and cringy, basically. People will have their demos played to a packed crowd. And some industry expert judges as well. And if they're good, they'll get some really good feedback. If they're not so good, might just get ripped apart in front of the general public. But it's all in good fun, and you get some really valuable feedback for your demo as well. And it's led by Chris North from North Media Talent, who runs a talent agency as well. So who knows, you could get picked up as well if you're good enough. You can still send your entries in, by the way. Again, details are on our website, studentradio.org.uk. And to give you an idea of just what Demo Factor is all about, this is what happened last year.
So day one of the 2015 National Student Radio Conference here at the University of Exeter is in full swing, and up next is what can arguably be described as the most terrifying night of the student radio calendar.
It's Demo Factor time, where aspiring broadcasters put their future careers and possibly their dignity on the line as they put forward a highlights reel of their top radio skills to a panel of industry experts.
Hello, my name's Chris North. I am the founder and talent manager at North Media Talent.
My name's Rob Watson. I'm exec producer at Council Extra.
Hello, I'm Jordan North. A presenter now on Rock FM, do the Drive Time show on there.
I'm Paul Sylvester. I'm Deputy Content Director at Absolute Radio and one of the Demo Factor judges.
Their demos will be openly criticised and ripped apart, all in the name of character building and perhaps a bit of mild bullying. There is no holding back, and for the winner, a possible shining career in radio awaits. But to get there, they'll have to get through Devon and Hell first.
So I'm currently with Sam, who has put a demo in for the Demo Factor. So, on a scale of 1 to terrified, how are you feeling right now?
I'm so terrified. I didn't think I would be this terrified, but I am. I've got so much butterflies in my stomach right now. There's a massive, great hall, and it's just daunting that all these people are going to, well, might listen to my demo.
So I'm here with Izzy, who's also a demo in for the Demo Factor. How are you feeling?
I'm a little bit nervous, George, I'm not going to lie to you. Quite nervous. There is quite a small chance of actually being picked, but if so, hopefully the judges like what I've done.
So we're halfway through Demo Factor. How do you think it's going so far?
I think it's going really well. You'd have to ask the students, though. From where I'm sitting, it seems to be going well. I'm loving it, and I'm hearing some really good student radio. It's some really good stuff out there. Yeah,
we've had some strong demos out so far, so the second half has got a lot of competition on its hands. Sammy J was obviously seemed to be a bit of a hit with Paul and the rest of the crowd. I like Cacciona and a half. I still want to hear her play it.
Some people are also saying out there that you guys have gone soft. You're not being as harsh as usual.
I think
think we're being honest, we're being real. I think we've said when we don't like something, but actually if something is good, don't just try and be rude or obstructive just for the sake of it. If it's good, say it's good. If it isn't, say it isn't.
I think we kind of know what you're looking for, but what do you absolutely hate in a demo? What would make you buzz straight away?
We don't like jingles at the start. We don't like funny sound effects, so that would make me buzz straight away.
Just someone trying to be another presenter and starting a link with hello everybody out there or something like that, like getting the basics wrong, but so far they've been really strong.
Now, if all of that epicness wasn't enough, because it's quite dramatic, Demo Factor, we've not even gotten to the most exciting part of Student Radio Conference just yet. Because every year at the conference, we like to do our bit and give something back and celebrate all of those wonderful people that make Student Radio the incredible thing that it is with the I Love Student Radio Awards. And they honour those people that do nothing else but live and breathe student radio. We've got loads of categories for the likes of Volunteer of the Year, Most Improved Radio Station, Regional of the Year, which you don't even have to enter, your regional officer enters that for you. So even if your station hasn't put in for an award, you might still technically win as Region of the Year. There's a couple of new ones up there as well, and you can check out the full list of nominees again on our website, studentradio.org.uk. And to give you an idea of just how we like to celebrate at Student Radio Conference, this is the I Love Student Radio Awards in Exeter last year.
In a minute, we're going to be chatting to Polly, Matt and Grant from Capital South Wales.
To be honest, personally, I get really a little bit jealous of the students because none of us were student radio people at all. So when you come to these events, they're always just so amazing. You just get a bit like, oh, I wish I was part of this. So it's nice to be here and be involved in a little way, I suppose.
And has anyone in particular caught your eye this evening? Have you seen any students that you're like, oh, they're going to be one to watch?
I think, like, the whole room got something to give, to be honest. I mean, they're all kind of working hard and kind of every day they're doing the thing and sending demos out and stuff. And I think everyone's kind of, who's in that room on shortlists and things, have got something to offer. So not only the winners are they someone to watch out for, but everyone on every shortlist, really.
I know who I like. There was the voice of the awards. It was the girl. She's like, welcome to the Student Radio Awards. She's great.
She's after your job.
I know, so I was a little bit like,
competition,
oh, she's pretty good.
You are doing my head in a little bit on the show at the moment, so we can swap you, leave you here in Exeter and take that girl with us.
Okay. I'm Arthur Fain from Expression FM.
I'm Izzy Panias from Livewire.
And you guys have just won Voice of the Awards for SRA Awards for 2015. How's it feel?
Pretty overwhelming, to be honest. I wasn't expecting it at all.
Absolutely mad. My name came up on the screen and I'm shocked. Shock is the only word I can use to describe it.
Hi, I'm Sam Hall, otherwise known as DJ Goldie Rocks, presenter of the global show The Selector.
And I'm Phil Catchpole from the British Council, the programme manager for The Selector.
And so for those people that don't know, could you tell us a little bit about what the SRA Selector is?
Yeah, of course. It's our radio show that we syndicate all over the world. It comes in a kit form. In the UK, we give it to 6 universities every year to present their own version on their own university radio stations. They get training from Folded Wing, our production partner, and we pick the person who does the best job with the show overall, and then they get to go and work at our university station in Mexico City as the prize.
And Ross, how does it feel to have won the SRA Selector this year?
Oh my gosh, it feels so amazing to win this year's SRA Selector. I cannot actually believe that I've won. I've got the whole world. I'm about to graduate and I've got the whole world ahead of me, and winning this has just put me in such a good place.
Well, congratulations. Well done.
Thank you so much.
I'm Jack Clariman. I'm the station manager for CSR. The award that's just been won is the Outstanding Contribution to a Student Radio Station, which our tech manager, Aaron Cross, has won.
And you nominated him for this award. Why do you think he was a worthy winner this evening?
Aaron is unbelievable. He has two studios to look after, not just one. And there's been, unfortunately, a lack of tech volunteers this year at CSR, so he's really had to run it himself, and it's been incredible. And as station manager, I really could not have done it without Aaron, and he runs the station way more than I do.
I'm from Expression FM, not Express Radio. I'm just collecting on behalf of the team who couldn't make it this week. But Bethan, she sent me a message. She's really chuffed to have won, and she's ecstatic.
Hello, I'm Rachel Criven, and we've won the Best Outreach Project with our Youth Academy project.
And what does the Best Outreach Project mean? What did you do to win the awards?
We basically started up this programme which trains anyone aged 11 to 17 in all, like, a variety of radio skills, and just reached out to local schools and kids that might have dropped out of school when they were 16.
I'm Ryan Frussell. I've just won Committee Member of the Year and I'm from Nerve Radio in Bournemouth.
So you give a lot of time, obviously, to the position. Why do you think that you won the award this evening?
I was nominated by Deputy Station Manager Jason, I believe. This year I was the only one we had to completely build a brand new committee after last year everyone moved on. No one knew each other and we've had a lot of hard work to do. We had to move into a new station, new studios. We had a lot of technical difficulties to rebuild, everything like that. And I mean, everything's just come through fantastically.
Highlights there from last year's I Love Student Radio Awards at the Student Radio Conference 2015. So on this show, we've been talking about this year's conference, which takes place in Cardiff on March 30th, so very, very soon. If, like me, you're travelling down and it's taking you an age to get there, I mean, I'm not going to lie, Cardiff might as well be north of Dubai when you're travelling from the northeast. Don't worry, it'll all be worth it. It's going to be an incredible 3 days, and I will see you there on the Student Radio Association show on In Radio.